Just by way of hachana for Yontif, so we're learning about the transition, crossing over from Yom Kippur to Sukkot, and the two ways of Avodas Hashem. One way of Avodas Hashem, which is, he's explaining the difference between Yom Narayim, which focuses on Yira, where Yiddishkeit, where there the approach to Yiddishkeit and what's taken care of, really, what's dealt with during Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is mostly establishing more of a professional mezgeres, a clear, orderly framework of how one should proceed with his avodas Hashem and the changes that need to be made. The cheshbon is more of a calculated, colder type of an approach. Whereas the second approach to avodas Hashem is resicha shel ahava, is that fiery love, which we were talking about. In order to explain this, he quoted from that remarkable letter of the Rambam that we were doing yesterday, where responding to the question that this professor presented to Rav Pinkus, that if the Rambam would come back to life now, would he get a job as Rosh Hashiva someplace? Because after all, he was a doctor and he's involved in all these secular subjects and so on. And he went through that amazing letter of the Rambam, where he compared Torah to his Ashes, as an Ashes Nu'uray, as the love of his youth, his wife, and the other Chachmas, all the other wisdoms, he compared to servants, maidservants, and cooks, and bakers, and so on. And we were talking, and he was explaining that in the life of the Rambam, there was no regesh, there was no feeling of chiba or ahav at all, God forbid. There's no feeling of love or any competition between the Torah and all the other subjects that he was studying. And he said that that Kadosh Baruch Hu could testify on his behalf regarding the different way that he related to these two aspects of his life, to these two domains of his life. And that all that he was doing when it came to the study of other subjects was to bring in those maids, those servants, those bakers and so on as ways of serving the need of Torah as opposed to the Torah serving the needs of those, or just being a maid servant, God forbid, in the home, whereas to develop a relationship, an emotional relationship, a deep emotional relationship with one of the other Chachmas. And we're talking about that, and just we're talking about the emotional, not only the initial. So now we're on page Kuf Dalet, Tshuva Me'ahava and Tshuva Me'ir, which the Svarim tell us, this is the difference between Yom Nerayim and Sukkot. Yom Nerayim is Tshuva Me'ir, is returning to Hashem out of fear. Sukkot is Tshuva Me'ahava, is turning to Hashem, coming to Hashem, Me'ahava, from love. So on page Kuf Dalet. V'heyos v'yesod musad v'sher Sukkot v'hemshech sh'yom Kippur. We understand, and all the Svarim tell us, that Sukkot is a continuation of Yom Kippur. Im kein behechus shebesukkot tzrichim lahamshich es mahala shel tshuva. Therefore, all the Svarim tell us that Sukkot also is a time of tshuva. It's following through with the tshuva. V'hadvarim yiduim aseres hamei tshuva hem yimei tshuva me'ira v'ilimei ha'sukkot hem yimei tshuva me'ahava. That's the difference. Kedei lahovin yosef hadvarim, in order to understand this more, Aleinu lahakdim biur b'inyonu shel Yom Kippur. We need to understand more about Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, Yom Slicha v'Chapar Mikad. On the one hand, Yom Kippur is a day of Slicha and Kippur. U'benosef hu ha'yom shenitnu haluchas liyisrael b'shniyah. Now this is because of the overall atmosphere of the day, which is filled with such yira and all the bakoshes crying out for forgiveness, we forget that really the yisod of the Yom Kippur is that it was the day that the second luchos were given. Yom Kippur is a day of Matan Torah, of Kabbalah Torah, the second luchos, which were luchos that were given to Klal Yisrael as Balei Tshuva, right? A second chance. But those are the Yom Kippur is the day of the second luchos. Shnei Yon Meilu Shlicha V'Chapar V'Kabbalah Torah Tulim Zeh B'Zeh. And this is really the most important chizik that I wanted to focus on, as Jeff asked correctly yesterday, how do you go back to Baruch Hashem, you know, you have things to be alright in a day or two. But then Lamaise, after everything clears away, how do we deal with the year? Because I know that it's something which the Chevra goes through. It's a terrible, terrible downer after Shunim and Kippur and Sukkot and Simchas Torah. It's a terrible, terrible thing to have to go back back with the maid servants and cooks and bakers and all that whole entire business. It's a terrible downer. So what Rav Pinkus is explaining here is that in order to understand how all this works, one must realize that Yom Kippur, the slich and the kapara that's achieved on Yom Kippur is only possible because it's a day of receiving the Torah. What does that mean? Lo titachen tshuva bli Torah. There is no such thing as tshuva without Torah. There's no such thing as tshuva without Torah. Barasi Yetzer Sahara, Barasi lo Torah Tavlin. I created the Yetzer Sahara, and I created the Torah as its cure. It doesn't offer a list of cures. The Gemara doesn't say you can try this one, take a little bit of that, do this. The Gemara says, Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lotar. I created the Yetzahara. The Baruch Hashem created the disease. And he knows the cure. And there are no shortcuts. Everybody's trying different things. Barasi Yetzahara, Barasi Lotar 1000. I created the Yetzahara and I created the cure. And without this cure, you could light candles, you could turn on, you know, you could listen to Reb Shlomo in the dark, whatever you wanted. Reb Shlomo's people they're going through this suffering. Realize some of that chevra that without Torah, without learning a lot, there's no such thing as true. I mean, they could be for a short time, but it doesn't last. Haderech hayechida l'tshuva hiyatar. That's why Yom Kippur is the day of receiving the Torah. The second Lukas was on Yom Kippur. You can't even talk about Shuvah without Torah. That's the obvious connection between the second Lukas and Slicha Kippur. However, the Indian is deeper, and he says, let me explain. This is a remarkable thing. I've mentioned it in the past. Now, why is it that without Torah, and that's why we end this whole time of year with Simchas Torah, with rejoicing over Torah. That puts it all together, right? Simchas Torah brings everything together. So he says, Nefesh Chaim Megalon Osechad Mehasodes Hanorim VeNiflaim BeYosar BeTorah. The Nefesh Chaim reveals from the deep secrets of learning Torah. These are the words of Rav Chaim Volozhin. At the moment when a Jew is learning Torah in this world, kol teva shemotzi mipiv, every single word that he says, hein hadvarim yotzim kivyohol gam mipiv yisbarach ba'osah ha'is manish. As you and I say words of Torah in this world, at that exact same moment Hashem is kivyohol uttering those words, mouthing those words with us. Except pronouncing them correctly, I'm sure. With Ashkenazi Savar. Kid the Ashkechan the Parakam and the Gidden Gabi Kalugish Begiva. Reb Chaim says, we see this with the Gemara there, with the whole Maisa Kalugish Begiva in Sefer Shoftim. Visizna Love Pilag Shor Rabbi Avyasa Arma Zvuv Motzalah. The whole, how it started, the whole Maisa with the husband, with the wife, it eventually led to a civil war within Klal Yisrael. What was the problem between the husband and wife, the Beisheva Binyamin? So Rav Yosef says that he found what got him upset with his wife is that he found a fly. He found a fly in the food. Amazvuv Matzala. Rav Yeshua Amar Neme, he found a hair. Vashukhe Rav Yosef Elio Amale Maika Abukutchabriku. So Rabbi Yosef met Eliyahu HaNavi, and he asked him, what was Hashem at that time when we were, you know, what was Hashem doing? Amalei Osik Pilegish Begivah. When you were discussing, in other words, when you were discussing what happened with that Maisa with Pilegish Begivah, whatever that was, what happened, when you were discussing that in the Beis Medrash in Yeshiva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was talking over the Inyan of Pelegish Begir. He was also talking about that in Yeshiva Shel Ma'ala. Umay Kamar, and he asked Eliyahu HaNavi, and what was Hashem saying? Umay Kamar, Ev Yosef B'ni Kachu Oimer. The Baruch Shalom is quoting. The Baruch Shalom says, my child of Yosef said like this. And Rabbi Yonison B'ni Kachu Oimer. And Rabbi Yonison, my son, says, this is his opinion. Vahainu Meshur Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yonison, Oskar B'nehem, B'ni Pelegish B'giver, Oz Ba'isa Eis. So Rabbi Chaim Elazar says that we see that when they were learning, when the Tanoim were learning in the Beis Medrash, the Inyan of Pelegish Begiver, that Hashem Baruch Hu was quoting, was saying exactly what they were saying. Therefore, Dovid HaMelech Alav Shalom said, Tov li Toras Picha. Dovid HaMelech said that the Torah of your mouth is so good for me. Omer ki libi sameh ba'moli b'torah ha'kadoisha b'rav ha'ayiz. Dovid HaMelech was saying, my heart rejoices so strongly in the study of Torah. Bahalosi alibi, when I remember, when I think about this, shehi Torah picha. In other words, why is learning Torah so, Dovid HaMelech was saying, why is it so enjoyable to me? Why is it tively? Because I know that when I'm learning Torah in this world, it's Torah picha. You're saying the words with me. And there's no greater attachment. Shekol teva mamish mehatorah sheni osig bo ke'es, hakol yotzev gam atuhi yotzes mipicha yisbaruch. That every word that I'm learning, Hashem is baruch is mamish mouthing those words with me. That's your Chaim Elazar.
That's why it's compared to a kiss.
Yeah. I'll tell Hashem, yeah. Nevar says, well, let me explain. Kenegan ha-mitzvah shi'isom ha-kam gam ha-chabaruch ha-kivyoch ha-laisa dugmasa. We know that Chazal tells that the same way that we keep mitzvahs, Hashem keeps mitzvahs. Dovah zemrumas benusach habrochas, asher kedishana b'mitzvosav. Hashem sanctified us with His mitzvahs, mitzvahs of Shkodesh Baruch, Hashem's mitzvahs too. Uledugma, gilu lana Chazal, shekodesh baruch hu meniach tefillin. So we know, the Gemara tells us that Hashem puts on tefillin. Varmar hani tzol demar yamla ksivdo, b'hu. And the Gemara asks, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? It says, "Umika amchi yisrael goy echad baris." Who is like your nation, Israel? One people, goy echad. And our Shalom says, "Hashem echad," and Hashem still says the Jewish people are one. Kashin is bein and near it. When we think about this, we see, "Shalom rosh sheyeshna ezeshi hakbola ben hamitzvah shalom lomaisa kodesh baruch." We see that even though there is some relationship between our mitzvah and Hashem's mitzvah, the komakom enem daremamish. It's not exactly the same mitzvah. And our Shalom says. In our tefillin it says, Hashem Echad. Hashem's tefillin would be possible if we wore them. If any Jew would wear a pair of tefillin that says what it says in Hashem's tefillin, Mikam Chi Yisrael, those tefillin would be possible. You can't daven in them, right? So there's a difference between how Hashem's Mekayem HaMitzvah and how we're Mekayem HaMitzvah of tefillin. B'tefillin Shalonu Kosev Shema Yisrael Shem Gershav Echad. V'yidu B'tefillin Shem Gershav Echad Mikam Chi Yisrael. Zeh, can I get zeh? There is a relationship of lo hare zeh, kare zeh. They're not the same, they're not identical. The ka gam b'shar ha-mitzvahs. And it's like that with all mitzvahs. Gam ha-kadosh baruch hu kivyoch ha-naik ha-lulav. Hashem baruch hu also benches lulav. Ach ein zeh oifah ha-lulav sh'anat notam, as it says in the Kisrei Ari. It's not exactly the lulav. The same way that Hashem has different tefillin, Hashem has a different lulav. Ha-mitzvahs m'shtanus m'olam l'olam. The mitzvahs change from one world, one dimension to the other. Vamed, Vamramur, when is that true? Bishar mitzvahs, that's with all other mitzvahs. Milvad Talmud Torah, with the exception of learning Torah. The Talmud Torah, Ein Zerak Shekhar Shbaruch Hu Lomay Torah Keneged HaTorah Sheyisrael. It doesn't only mean that Hashem is doing something that in some way relates to what we're doing. As Osa HaTorah Bidiyuk, the exact same Torah, he's saying over the exact same words, that Sheyisrael Lomdim Kan B'Lomaz, that we're learning in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol Gam Ken Lomad Bli Shum Hevdel, as Reb Chaim said. There's no difference. HaTorah Mahava Kirva L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Balas Otzma Kol Kach Gedol. Tanya says it's also that when a person is learning Torah, there is no greater way of achieving closeness to Hashem than the study of Torah. Shiva Kinis Kani Hashem Lo Shenisi. When you're learning Torah, there is no difference that's taking place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's way of behaving than yours. And that's what makes, that's what creates the Dreikus. That's why totally Taras Picha. which the Gemara says that David Malka was saying that the Torah of your mouth is greater to me, kol kesef azov, zov a kesef, which is all other mitzvahs. All other mitzvahs is called silver and gold. But tovli Torah is picha, but learning Torah is tovli, it's better than anything else. Osa Torah shakash baruch hu lomeid, the same Torah that Hashem is learning, lom de mechol olamos, is learned in all worlds. Gam ba lomeid o'ano. And in our world as well. Torah is a mitzvah that doesn't change. It has deeper and deeper levels of understanding, but those are the words. Hashem said, Hashem said in the Gemara there, Rabbi Yossi said like this, and Rabbi Anderson said like that. Hamakubolam mamshilam is a Torah la'or. We see that the Makubolam always compare Torah to light. Why is that? Why is Torah, and the pasuk is, kiner mitzvah, the Torah or. Why is Torah always compared to light? Kol chayfetz ba'olam. Every object in the world, efshel l'shanes et ha'metziyah shelo, you can change, every physical object in the world can be changed from one state to another. Chayfetz shehu mutzak, if something is solid, efshel hofkel nozel, oladin, you can change it to a liquid or to a gas. Kol chayfetz efshel harkiv olavato, every physical object can be joined with another one and therefore change it by creating something else in a combination, a compound, or it can be destroyed. Or humitsiyah shalom ishtana klal. The reason that Torah is compared to light because it doesn't change. Ha'or yachol yos bal otzma chazok yosar pochas. The light can be stronger, it can be weaker in strength. Ach bi yisodah dov is also always the same light. It's just a question of turning up the volume. Ha'or, who next page, humitsiyah Tahora, light is a pure mitzias. Ula olam hu yishe'er b'taharaso, and it always remains in that pure state. Kach gam haTorah doesn't change. Hakadosh Baruch Hu kivyochol lo mei Torah. Hashem is Baruch kivyochol learns Torah. V'haTorah hazos lo mishtanis, it doesn't change. Lo mo sheyeredes b'chol olamos, even though it descends through all worlds. Kivyochol olam hakisei olam hamalochim, from the highest world of the throne to the world of the angels, Mishom Olam Galgalim, down, Ad Olamenu Ono, until our physical world. Etzim HaMetziyah Shel HaTorah Lo Mishtanis, the essence of the Torah is unchanging, and that's why it creates the greatest opportunity for Dveikus with Hashem. So he says, Nachzer Eifel L'Sugyas HaTshuva. Let's go back now to the Inyan of Tshuva and Yom Kippur, and why Yom Kippur is the day. Why the day of Shlicha Mechila is the day of the giving of the second Luchas. What does Tshuva mean? Tshuva means to return. It means a person going back to his roots, to his essence. Zel Perish Amila Tshuva. That's what Tshuva means. Lachzor V'loshav L'Nekuda HaPnimis. To go back to the inner point. Ha'amit is the Tshuva HaTorah Tahara, the pure part of me that's unchanging. Kvisha Kotzer Rabbeinu Yonah, Vod Yispalo Balachuv El Hashem Limchos Kov Pshav Vichanon Chatosav. Rabbeinu Yonah says that a person has to daven. Part of the process of Tshuva is davening to Hashem to erase the cloud that the sins have caused to form inside of him. Shiyachbos Bo V'Yiratzeyu V'Yosol Kashim Lochata, that Hashem should love him and that Hashem should answer his tefillas the way that he did before he sinned. That you should be pure once again. And the way that you were before, everything got messed up. Al-Kain Tira B'Tfilas David Be'ez HaTshuva. Therefore we see that when David HaMelech was doing Tshuva with the Ma'isif and Basheva in Perak Nun Aleph and Telem, that what he says, Achash Sha'omar, after he said, Herf Kapseini Me'avon M'chatos Tarim, when he asked Hashem, cleanse me, purify me from my sins. His follow all the Al-Harotzen, then he davened that he should have a new ratz and new cheshek lios, and that Hashem's baruch should want him again. Hashem's baruch should be appeased and should want him again. Lios ratz Hashem's baruch bokei kodem achet v'amah achash lichein l'fanach. Don't throw me away from before you. V'ruach kodesh al tikach min. In other words, my sins created this distance. I'm asking Hashem not only to forgive me for my sins, but I want to be with you the way that I was before I sinned. I want to be as close to you. I want you to love me and to listen to me and to be close to me the way that you were before I sinned. Acher came hispalav amar hashiv leisosin yishecha, and then David HaMelech said, "Bring back to me the joy of your salvation." Shilnisya Hashem yisho mitzuyim ito v'shetitzlach alav ruach elokim kasher b'tchila, that the spirit of Hashem should come back on me, David HaMelech said, like it used to be before I did those aveirs. In other words, to go back to who I originally was. Kasher Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Rabbeinu, V'atahanich li v'yichar pi b'hem v'akalei. After the Chet Ha'egel, Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, let go of me, let go of me, and I'm going to destroy them. I'll be angry with them, and let me continue with my anger and destroy them. Madur Ratzel Kadosh Baruch Hu L'chalos, so why did Hashem want to destroy them? Ki kvar lohoye nitin lahachzir samatzav l'kad Musa. Because they had completely distorted who they originally were. And it seemed like they couldn't go back to who they were. Avah Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh, what did Moshe Rabbeinu ask for? What was his davening? Zechor la'avram li'tzok l'yisrael avadecha asher nishbat lehem bo. This is what Slichus is all about this. Remember Avram, Yitzchok, and Yaakov, your servants, and the oath that you made to them, through them. Klomar, hashvush nishbat la'avaseinu adayin kayemis. Right, the oath that you made to the office is still in effect. Shum davar lo hashtana b'sharish Yisrael. What Moshe Rabbeinu is saying is that this terrible affair and all the things that have gone wrong are not in the essence of who they are. These are things that are on the surface. They can go back to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Zuy hamashmosh l'amila zachor. That's what it means when we ask Hashem to remember. It's not a question of memory, like somebody was asking me on Yontif. What does that mean? Hashem remembers. Lachzir chazor davar shehayav avar. Memory here does not mean forgetting. It means restoring something to the way that it was before the distortion. Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh lachzir oslanu chazor lematzav shel avos hakadoshim. He wanted to bring us back. That's why he kept on calling Zechar mitzvot Yaakov. He wanted to bring us back, and he said we can be brought back, and tshuva can bring us back to the world of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Ketzed Moshe Rabbeinu chazir oslamatzav lekadmuso. So how is Moshe Rabbeinu going to do that? How can we be brought back? That's the question. That's very nice. Again, you could turn off the lights and sing Leif Tohor Baroli Elokim. That's not going to do it. That might motivate you to want to do it, but that's not going to bring you back the niggun at night. It's not going to bring you back. How are you going to come back? What was Moshe Rabbeinu's Eitzah? Aydei Koach Echad Mitziyah Shelo Yichalo Leishtanos. There's only one way to come back to who you essentially are. To the unchanging self, to the essence which never changes. And that's only through the Torah which never changes. The Torah is unchanging. Zekor HaTorah. Elohim Aluchas Hashnis, the second Luchas. Ki Komar HaTorah Hi Metzias Shalom Ishtanis Klal. Because the Torah is unchanging. Av Sheyesh Hevda Ben Luchas Vishos Hashnis. Of course, there's a difference between the first and the second Luchas. Hareyesh Shomra Rak. Hareshizeh Rak Ba'otzmash, it's like with the light, it's only a question of the strength, the power, but it's unchanging. The Luchas HaRishonis L'Hoysa Sheikh HaShikha. The first Luchas, there was no such thing, there was no forgetfulness. If we would have held on to the first Luchas, we never would have forgotten any Torah. For the Luchas Shneis Yeshikha, the second Luchas now, we do forget Torah. Ach B'Yesod HaDavar HaTorah Lo Mishtanis Klal. In the Yesod, the Torah doesn't change at all. The Kachayfet Suras HaTshuva Shem Moshe Rabbeinu Hichdi L'Kla Yisrael. This is the way of Tshuva that Moshe Rabbeinu infused into Kla Yisrael. This is what he was teaching us. Ayidei HaTorah. When Moshe Rabbeinu was seeking a way to bring us back to the unchanging essence of who we are, to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, he gave us the second Luchas. Ayidei HaTorah Shi Metzias Tahora Bilti Mishtanit, because the Torah is the pure essence that's unchanging. And through the Torah, who hitzers Klai Yisrael and Metzias, ha'pnimis, ha'amitis, v'abilti mishtanish lehem, he was able to bring us back to that Metzias, the inner Metzias, the true Metzias, that doesn't change of who we are. V'kach, Moshe Rabbeinu limed osanu esuras ha'tshuva l'daros, and with this Moshe Rabbeinu taught us how, throughout all time, we need to do tshuva. Rav Kook talks about this l'daros ha'tshuva also, we're going to learn more about it. Ayidei koach ha'torah, through the koach of Torah. V'mtzenu l'meidu, we learn from here, we now understand in a new way what Yom Kippur is. That the inyan of Yom Kippur is Moshe Rabbeinu asking, and all of us davening for Slich and Kippur, but Moshe Rabbeinu telling us that the way to achieve Slich and Kippur, alright, good, stop crying, and now what? Now get to work, and the work that one does is through Torah. That tefillah of Hashiva li Sison Yeshecha, restore it to me. Bring me back to the joy, bring me to the joy of your salvation, means bring me back to that time in my life before I ever did any aveira. when I was like a little boy, when I was totally pure. And the way that that can be achieved is only through the study of Torah, which is unchanging, which brings a person back to that internal essence. Kasher Hakol Chozer L'Masha Hayepam Achra Yom Kippur Magia Sukkos. So now let's see how this continues with Sukkos. I want to be able to, let's just continue, I'll come to it afterwards. Achra Yom Kippur Magia Sukkos. After Yom Kippur, we come to Sukkos. Have you Yomer? Sukkos Hua Tachlis. Sukkos, of course, is the tachlis of the process that begins with Elul or Yom Kippur. Uchiyadu is Sukkos, that's why we have two chasimas. There's the chasim of Yom Kippur, and there's the chasim of Hashanah Rabbah. Which he doesn't really go into right now, but that's the meaning of the chasim of Hashanah Rabbah. Uchiyadu is Sukkos, Nurames al Yimos HaMashiach. Sukkos, as we know, is all about the end of time. It's a taste of the end of time. The Sukkos Yiskayim V'omdu Zorim U'ru'u Tzonchem. Sukkos will be fulfilled, the pasuk, that others will watch, will take care of our sheep, will tend to our needs. Da'inu Shagames Ha'umos Machnisim Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. We see that we bring 70 korbanos during the days of Sukkos until Shmini Atzeres. We bring 70 korbanos that correspond to the 70 nations. Sukkos is a glimpse at that time when the Shekhinah, when all the nations of the world are going to be brought to their highest potential, and they're going to be repaired. Mesakim Oysam Ad Kama She'efsha, obviously not what Klal Yisrael could be, but Ad Kama She'efsha. Ayidei Parei Achad, through the Karbonis that are brought throughout Sukkos. Vayasi, and the ultimate is Shmini Atzeres, which is Olam Haba Mamish, which Chazal say Shmini Atzeres is a Madrega of Olam Haba, which is beyond Ayin Le'Rosh, so it's beyond this world. Ubir Hadar. Shetachlis Yom Kippur will establish the Korach HaTorah VaTshuva. The Tachlis of Yom Kippur is to use the Korach to dedicate myself to the study of Torah and use the Korach HaTorah VaTshuva in order to return to the last of Eloshul in the Kiyus of Tahar Shalpan. To come back to that Nikiyus, to being clean and pure as I once was, that once existed, that used to be. Right, like the way it once was. Pam, who you may say Mashiach Zahainu Hach. We have to realize that when we say the way it once was, and we say the way it's going to be, that means Mashiach, right? The whole meaning of Mashiach is it's going to be the way that it once was. Ayidei HaTorah VaTshuva Shem Kippur. That's why Sukkos is a taste of what's going to be, because it's a taste of what originally was. Through Yom Kippur, we can come to who we really are before the Chait, and therefore Sukkos, we're able to taste of what it's going to be like when there's no longer any Aveiros after the Chait. Megiim Limos HaMashiach B'Sukkos. Yom Kippur Zehu Yom Shel Tshuva, Yom Shel Shleimus V'Shel Aliyah. Yom Kippur is a day of Tshuva, of Shleimus and Aliyah. Achra Yom Kippur Ha'odam U'Bal Tshuva. So now each Jew is a Bal Tshuva. Hamatar V'Hametziyah Shel Sukkos Yilagi L'Mashenemar. The tachas of Sukkos will come to the point of Laman Yedu the Resevet, Kiba Sukkos Hashavtis Bnei Yisrael, but Tzias HaMetz Yisrael, that we should know throughout all generations that Hashem placed us in Sukkos when He took us out of Mitzrayim. HaMetzir Shal Sukkos Hi Lachzul Tzias Mitzrayim. We're coming back to when we first started as a people. Lachzul L'Chavibas HaVishon, to go back to the original love that Hashem had for us. Shahaisa B'Tchila was at the beginning. In the cloud of glory and so on. V'hini B'Sof Parshas V'Yishloch. Now, he touches upon something we once spoke about. This is found, this is a very big Indian in the Zohar Kaddish, in Parshat Vayishlach and in Kis Ve'eri. V'hine b'sof Parshat Vayishlach, k'suvim ha-malochim ha-shamolchim b'aretz Edom l'fnei m'loch melech l'fnei Yisrael. At the end of Parshat Vayishlach, we have that long list of kings who were ruling in Eretz Edom before there was a Jewish king. V'ayin shem shekosov v'gabei kulam v'yimloch v'yamas. By each of those kings, from the descendants of Esau, by each of them it says he ruled, he was a king, he ruled, Bayomis, and then he died. Ad Lahadar, until the last one, Hamelch Akhman, that's why in the Zohar there are unbelievable things on that parasha. Until the last king, whose name is Hadar, also Hadad, Hamelech Ha'achron, Olav Lo Nemar V'Yomas. It's scary, because the last king, it does not say he died. It just says Vayimlo. He ruled. It doesn't say that he died. The Kosev HaRamchal. The Ramchal writes, Shekan Remuzim Kol Yisoydis HaHashgacha Shekadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, that in these kings, and that whole, in that section, all of the secrets of how Hashem runs the world are hinted. And in the Kabbalah Marichim in Yinzeh, in the Kabbalah, there's a lot on that Indian. Naz Bezos Lafi Erkenu, let's explain this on our level. Mashi Kibalna Bezahu, what I learned, what I received, what I was taught regarding this is, Sheshivas Malchi Edom, that the seven kings of Edom, Hem Chavika Shel Kol Mahalach Olam, are referring to the entire history of the world. Those seven kings are referring to the entire history of the world. And that's why the number seven, of course, the 7 days of creation. Yeshlam Shivat Kufos Bom, there are seven periods throughout history. V'kol Shlav U'Shlav Yevo V'Yamas. And each period, there will be, that period will rule for a time that way, and then there will be the death of that period, the end of that period, V'Yamas. Chutz Mihamelech Hashmini, except the eighth. Hu Hadar Shevalirmos Amelech HaMashiach, who's going to rule over Edom. Bevoa me Edom Chamus Begodim Zevach Lebevotzor V'Tevach Lebevogdim. That's why it says, when Elyonovi was asked, where is Mashiach? Elyonovi answered, he's sitting by the entrance into Rome, by the gateway to Rome. Soon we're going to see what that means. Maybe it would be very nice as an anniversary present for the 25th anniversary of the Galut in Rome. It would be a nice present for Mashiach, the Malchus of Mashiach to be revealed as a gift to the Pontiff. Huh? Surprise, right? Who's the real king?
This guy dead anyway.
He doesn't have much time left. No, but I would like him to live just to see that.
He's amongst the living dead, really.
Yeah? Alright. Who Hadar Shabbat Lirmos Amelech HaMashiach, the eighth king, Hadar, and all that name means, the name Hadar, which means also to return, Hadar, which means splendor and glory, he's Melech HaMashiach. That's why Shalokasu Bova Yomis, it doesn't say, and he died. Haremez Bezerhu, Shahadar Miramez Al Pri Eitz Hadar. It says in the Kisra Hari that is also hinting to the end of time, which is Sukkot, which is the Esrig, which is the Pri Eitz Hadar, which is why it's called Hadar. It's one of the Gemara says, besides that it means beautiful, it returns. Hadar also means to dwell. It stays on the tree from year to year. Hadar, like the word Dira, an apartment. Right? Nisavish Baruch Hu Yisrael, Dira B'Sachtanim, Hashem's desire is to dwell in the world. Esrog, Sheyesh Lo Tam V'Yesh Lo Reach, the Esrog, which of course is the Tzaddik, because of its taste, it has a beautiful taste and a beautiful smell. K'mo Chen HaEsrog Marmiz Al HaLev, and Chazal taught us that the Esrog is the heart of a Jew, who he really is, who he really wants to be. Who K'neged Melech HaMashiach, that's Mashiach. Yesh, that point inside of us, the heart of who we want to be, which is called Talumos HaLev, the secret of our heart, that point of the heart is also called Nekudas HaMashiach inside each Jew. When Mashiach comes, who's Mashiach? Mashiach is the sum total of all the inner points of all the Jews in the world who have ever lived. All of those gathered together in that one person who's called Mashiach, who is the Esrog, who is the heart of all Klal Yisrael. Yesh od l'rames, or Yesh od rames. Eitzel Hadar, Kosov Gam Hashem Ishto. By all the other kings, it does not say a queen. Only by Melech HaMashiach, by Hadar, says the queen. Matavo. Only by Hadar. V'heichon sheyesh zocher nekeva. Why is that? Because only where there's a zocher and a keva, where there's the male and the female, yesh shlemus, will there be perfection. Al kol panim, regardless, obviously it's a very big inyan. Hamesorah sheyesh lam shezem merames al Melech HaMashiach. We received the Mesorah through Chazal and the Zohar and the Ari, that last king who will rule forever, who will never die, meaning his malchus will never die, that's Melech HaMashiach. V'nei kosher, we have a problem. should be sefer divrei yom. You know, divrei yom is a very hard sefer because many things that you see in Chumash or in Tanakh, in divrei yom there's a different account. So that's why there's a actually the article in divrei yom, there's an introduction from Eisenman who did the translation of the article in divrei yom, which is a fantastic man. When it first came out, this must be already 20 years ago, I read the introduction. It's terrific, explaining how divrei yom works. Divrei yom is a very hard sefer. But there, there's a problem. Why? Because Ksuvim gam ken kol malchei Edom. It also has a list of the kings of Edom. And there, Kosev Ayomas Hadad, it says Hadad, who is Hadar, died. Hadad, Hadar are the same. That's also a very beginning in the Ari. Why is he called Hadar and Hadad? Al Pipshat, alright, really, we don't want to go into this whole lineage. But he just says, Al Pipshat, that Gro Omar, Shekasha Ezra, Kosev, is safe, Divrei Yom, Hadar Karameis. When Ezra wrote Divrei Yom, that specific person, Hadar, had already died. Rein Kosev Shoma Malvim, Azel Omatar Tzalpi Aremus, Yesh, obviously that's not answering the deeper hint, that's not talking about any king that actually ruled in Edom, but it's hinting to Melech Mashiach. Hamari ben Sarukh, Hamari ben Zeloshan Ezra Layad Bedavka Deliba. This is what's important. The Hamari ben Sarukh says that Ezra Layad Bedavka Deliba. He says an amazing thing. He says that Ezra did not know about the slight trace of a heartbeat. Moshe Yada Bedavka Deliba. Moshe Rabbeinu knew that there was still a heartbeat. That's what the Hamari Sarukh is a reason. Ezra was not capable of knowing that there was still a heartbeat. Therefore, Ezra wrote Vayomis. He died. Moshe Yada Shahalev Dofek. Moshe knew that the heart was still beating. Therefore, he didn't write about the death of Hadar. Moshe Lamada. Therefore, Mashiach is the only one that's going to know that's going to be able to hear the heartbeat of every single Jew. They are great tzaddikim that they helped to mature many, many Jews. But only Mashiach is going to be able to hear the heartbeat of every Jew. That's why when they told the Klausenberg Rebbe that the Lubavitchers are saying that the Lubavitch Rebbe is Mashiach, the Klausenberg said that was a shlach. Well, that would be nice. I mean, if obviously it didn't work out, he died in Lubavitch. Didn't work out, and they died only a week apart. It's the Klausenberg and Lubavitcher died a week apart. But the Lubavitcher Rebbe in our generation, who heard the heartbeat of a Jew like the Lubavitcher Rebbe, even the worst Jew, even the Jew someplace in Chavez in Mongolia, that he was listening to the heartbeat of that Jew, it was a chiddush. So that's the main qualification for Mashiach, to be able to hear the heartbeat of a Jew. But the heart is still beating, even though all the doctors say that they can't get anything, they don't hear anything. So Ezra couldn't hear the heartbeat of Hadar. But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to hear, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu didn't say Vayomis. Moshe Lamada Vadoyma. This is an amazing Inyan. To walk in, he's getting a little bit, you know, he's going into the Inyan, you'll see why is he going to this whole Inyan, you'll see. To what can this be compared? L'melech Shohelo Ben Yochid V'chol Ma'od, a king who has an only son who's very sick. Hirofim Nifnesu L'melech V'amlo Shah Ben Meis. The king, the doctors are there and they said that the prince is dead. But then there was a doctor who came again, wanted to check again. Who hikshiv, he listened to Omar, ani omar lachem shehu lo meis. I'm telling you that he's not dead. Yesham oidaifa. There's still a heartbeat. Ezra Omar ben Nevua, shiye alfam kazesh shiye nira shiviyamas. Ezra's vision was limited. Ezra's vision was such where it seemed to him that there was no hope, that there was a possibility of total death. Of the heart stopping. Aval Moshe Yada Sheish Oy Daifik. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the Daifik. He heard the heartbeat of David Melch Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. He heard that. So now listen how beautiful this is. I talk about this all the time, especially the last year. Hanakuda Hanal Lugas Lama Sheyavi Esa Mashiach. This helps us understand, this whole inyan of Hadar and Hadar helps us understand what's going to be when Mashiach comes. What's going to be? And what he explains is, you know what's going to be? What's going to be is what once was. That's what's going to be. Let me explain this. Shechein lo yishalu osanu im anu avreichem b'nei Torah. If somebody would come and ask us, I guess he was saying this to the guys in the yeshiva. If somebody asks us, are we b'nei Torah? Harilona shalona seis lahashiv b'chiv. We would all answer, of course we're b'nei Torah. Ubechleit analomdim. Certainly we are. We learn. Umispalim and we daven. What does a b'nei Torah do? He learns and he davens. Ach im yeshuva v'yishalu im anu chayim chaye yehudi shalpam. And that's why I went so mishug from that Capel article. That Moshe Capel, I don't know if, how many of you read that article, but I still can't get it out of my head. It's a Gevaldigo article. If somebody would come and ask me or you, are you a Yehudi Shalpam? Are you a Yid from one of those Yidin that used to be? Whatever that means. Like, what does that mean? A Yehudi Shalpam. But then, Ne'elat Lahoidus, then you'd have to already admit, Shebedoreinu Zek Farlo Masha Hayapam. We'd have to admit that now it's not what it once was. People, Jews, are just as smart, but it's not what it once was. It's not just because they had certain Yiddishes, you know, whether they spoke Yiddish and gave a krech. It's just not the same that it was. It's not. Zeh kvar lo kamo ha-Yehudi sh'yoshev lomad b'slabotka lefnei 150 shana. It's not the same Jew that was in Slabotka 150 years ago. We're missing a certain beauty. There's a certain yofi, a certain splendor, a certain beauty that a Jew had, a Ben Torah had.
The Jew in New York said about the Jew lived in Slavovka.
I'm sorry?
The Jew lived in Slavovka and say something that I'm not like the Jew.
Right. So we're trying to get back all the way to the beginning. Kemat v'yomas, right, just like 50 years from now, they're going to talk about us. Right? Kemat v'yomas, Kemat v'yomas hada. There are those who can no longer. It's almost impossible to hear the heartbeat. It's very hard to hear the heartbeat of hada. It seems like that Jew of the past that used to be is v'yomas, God forbid. Is no longer alive. And you know when you or I meet, I'm thinking about it. It's so chaval. That's why I keep on thinking about how 40 years ago. I mean, so I'm talking only from my perspective. 40 years ago, there were so many of those around, those Jews. But it was just a part of our lives that I didn't think like it was, you know, it was anything unusual. It was just that's how it was. And now that there are hardly any left, they should all be well, but there are hardly any left. You know, it's just you realize that it's something unique. So it's almost, God forbid, we feel Vayomas Hadar. Ach be'etzem be'ezer shuhi nekude pnimis. But the truth is that there's something of that Jew that once was is still alive inside of us. The heartbeat is very, very faint. And of course, Yosef, that's why it doesn't just mean Europe. He's not just about Europe. The Jew that once was. That's what we talk about when I talk about a certain gishmak, a certain kind of a comfort with who you are and your Yiddish guy. It's getting weaker and weaker. The heartbeat is getting weaker. It's getting weaker and weaker, right? Our parents and grandparents, you know, I go just about every Thursday. Every Thursday, I give a share in Queens. So every Thursday, I always go to my parents. I spend the afternoon with my parents, the late afternoon, and I go to daven mincha ma'ariv with my father Thursdays. That's a special treat for me. He thinks it's for him. It's a special treat for me. And I go into my father davens in Young Israel. This is across the street from him. He's been davening Mincha Ma'ariv there since we came back to America. And he has the same table. A few of the chevra are not there anymore. But thank God most of the chevra are there. They're bent over. And they're still sitting when I walk in. It's the Yiddish table. They're that table, the Yiddish table. And they're still saying Mishnah. It sounds like the same Mishnah. They're learning Mishnahs. And everybody's, and one is sleeping, the other one's telling them, you don't know what you're talking about. And you know, it's the same surah. And I walk in there, it gives me such a chiz, and I'm thinking about how, and I sit down, and I look at these Jews, and it's, You know, when I was there, when I grew up, I didn't pay attention to that. That's just, you know, I don't know, that's how everybody is. It's just who we, it just was a certain style. But it was just, that's what it was. But I get, at the same time, whenever I see this every week, I get unbelievably sad. It gets me very sad, like, to see this, like, drifting away. A yid that once was. And at the same time, I have such a chiz. And it only comes because of that, it's that feeling that you're in the presence of something that it's slipping away from us. Moshe Rabbeinu heard the heartbeat inside every, even, so Moshe Rabbeinu would hear inside every Jew. But for regular people like me, like people like us, it's very, very hard. It's that feeling of how comfortable they are with who they are and how every single thing that they say, every single thing, and I know all the names, there's Zer Bialsel, there's Zer Bevigder, and there's Zer Martin, but I walk in, they don't have to make this whole thing like, how you doing? How's the family? When I walk in, I haven't seen. So you know, I walk in and say, "So, sit down." Sit down. Why are you standing? Sit down. It's like this, no pretensions. It's just hard to explain. It's everything is just what it is. That kind of a Jew that just you don't have to play the game. It's just something that is, and it's so hard to explain. And how they are with each other, and to watch. And there's no way that it could be written up anywhere. It's just, you know. This one of these Yidden, Meshulam Feish is my father. That my father and Meshulam Feish are friends for 75 years. Meshulam Feish for 75 years, the two of them sit together, and when they sit down, it's just you feel like you're part of something that goes back to Har Sinai, and it's getting harder to feel that. It's more, the Yiddishkeit is more, it's gekvetched, and it's not as clear. Not that these people never did any aveiros, but they knew it was an aveir. They knew it was an aveir. And my mother, God bless her to this day, she before she says something like Lashon Hara, she'll say, "Oi, the Baruch Hashem should forgive me. This is terrible Lashon Hara. Terrible Lashon Hara. There's no lumdis. Let's see what it is. Listen, Harry. But there's no lumdis. It's just us, isn't it? It's a certain feeling, which is impossible to convey. Only if you've been around that, or you grew up with it, you know what I'm talking about. So the dufke, the leave of what once was, to be able to the heartbeat of what once was. Moshe Rabbeinu hears the heartbeat, even in a brand new Jew. You know, even in a brand new Jew with all of his, you know, with all of his gimmicks and all of his things and all of his games and you know, the new type of orthodoxy and the whole thing. In that Jew, Moshe and Mashiach, Moshe is Mashiach. Moshe, Masha, Hayah, Hushiyah. Moshe's name, Chazal Dashi. Moshe is Masha, like Shlomo said, Masha, Hayah, Hushiyah, is Moshe. That's exactly what Rav Pink is talking about. The meaning of what's going to be is bringing back what once was. Moshe Rabbeinu through Torah is Masha, Hayah. And it's not just a Hamishkeit, that's not the main thing. It's the Yiddishkeit. And that's why it's called Hadar, that's why his name was Hadar, which means to return, to go back. Like the Gemara says, Hadar Bey, right? When somebody goes back and reconsiders, it's called Hadar Bey.
Is it possible that a generation could get Is it possible that a generation could be better than the one from before?
In a certain way, like Tzaddik says, in a certain way there is progress because we're standing on, we're midgets on the shoulders of giants. Not because we're etzem better, but because we have the collective wisdom and knowledge of all the earlier generations. So there is a mile of delay. The Rebbe Bunim said this, that term midgets on the shoulders of giants was something that was in the world from the beginning. It's obviously part of Torah. So we have we have all of that which once was. Except, we don't know that it's like we're midgets on the shoulder of giants, but we don't know we don't know that.
There's a system of family who learn from that and somehow. That's the closer you are to the source. You cannot compare that, but if you can take that and learn from it and build upon it.
All right, that's what's gonna turn around. That's what's gonna click. It hasn't clicked yet. That's what's going to click. Because there was never a time when there were so many Jews that were far away from Torah that they had to return. I know it's a very sweet thing, and I don't mean to, you know, bust any balloons or bubbles, but But two generations ago, 90% of the Jews were Shomer Shabbos. So everybody's saying, Gevalt, how many Jews? First of all, I want to tell you something else. There aren't so many. It's not like there's so many.
A lot of organizations.
Yeah, there's a lot of brochures. There aren't so many. And I always say that, show me all the, I want to know the enrollment right now in the Balei Tshuva Yeshivas in the world. And I would challenge you that they're not more than 300, 500 in the world in Balei Tshuva Yeshivas. Okay, it's all a very nice idea, and I'm very excited about it too. I've worked with that. But 100 years ago, when you walked 100 years ago, almost it was you would hardly find a Jew. 150 years ago, you'd hardly find a Jew that was a Shabbos. Even the Maskilim was Shomer Shabbos. What was Reform? What was Conservative? There was no such thing. You have to go back. So never there is many Balei Tshuva. So it's great. Some guy walks in. And he comes with a nose ring, an earring, and a pupik ring, and everybody jumps on him to invite him to Shabbos and give val, and then we dip him in the mikveh, you give him a siddur, he davens, he learns, everybody feels like I get points in Shemai, and you do. I hope the Yid come back. Yeah, but what happened to us? There's hardly any of us left. So we're trying to save what we can. But this was not the tzur of Klal Yisrael 150, 200, 300 years ago. This wasn't the tzur of, it's not the way it's supposed to be going out fishing for Jews. And who are we kidding? In Suffolk County, there are hundreds of, I don't remember, I saw the numbers, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of Jews. What? Who? Where? Well, how many are going to shul? The Klal. So they make it seem like there's some massive tshuva movement. The Nechta get tugged, there's no massive tshuva movement. What kind of massive tshuva movement? There's a massive tshuva movement. Baruch Hashem. It's better than it was in the early 60s. Yeah. Baruch Hashem. And it looked like, God forbid, it could go completely away. Baruch Hashem. We're very excited and grateful that there's been a positive turn. But this is not the way it's supposed to be. Just a couple of yidden, a few shuls, a couple of neighborhoods. This is not the tzur of Klal Yisrael. The tzur of Klal Yisrael. It's so far from us, b'chalal. That's why when somebody is Orthodox now, he looks at himself like there's like some heroic thing. Those Jews that are sitting around the table in my father's shul, they don't look at themselves as being like any kind of like great heroes. Like every single like nowadays, like an Orthodox person. He's always griping about his yoinis, about he has to go on some business trip and he came to some place and he had to be in Virginia and there wasn't one Shomer Shabbos restaurant. Can you imagine the yoinis he had to go through? You'll never hear those guys like gripe. They never gripe about Yiddishkeit. Modern in our times, I'm saying modern. I don't mean modern Orthodox because of yarmulkes or hats. I'm saying in all schools, always griping about how hard Yiddishkeit is, about the nisyonis of being Yidden and so on. The old timers, you never hear them griping about it. You know why? Because when you know that this is all that you could possibly be and there's no choice, it's nothing to gripe about. This is who you are. But modern people feel, yeah, I could be like that friend of mine in college, that's living with the shiksa. So he's always griping about how he's not living with the shiksa, what a tzaddik he is. Like these guys, there's no half a meal like that. This is who we are. What do you mean? If there's kosher food, you eat it. And if there's nothing that's kosher, so you don't eat. I hear a word like from that school about how, wait, am I having a yerida? I'm having this yoinis. They never have. It's not part of their lashon. This is who I am. This is the good days, the bad days. But this is who I am. But now it's not like it's like, no, really, you know who I'm really. I don't know if I'm afraid to say, but I'm really a guy. But I'm also Orthodox Jew. That's like what I do, it's extra. And whenever there's something extra, it's tenuous. Whenever there's something extra, it's, I don't know tomorrow what's going to be. I'm not so sure. So you can have a guy in shul, one day he walks in, he's this way and that way, and the next day he doesn't come to learn for 6 months. He says, hey, Yanka, what's the matter? He takes out his card, you read it. Imagine, go to that table in my father's shul. Yes, Yossel, so and Yossel already, he said already a few years ago, he was in his 90s, Yossel. When he went through service, imagine Yossel not showing up. If he doesn't, and here's a man that's almost, I don't even know how he gets out of bed. You see how long it takes him to get to shul. And he doesn't anyway drive him, he wants to walk. Yes. And he can get to shul. And you'll never see him disappearing from shul for 3 weeks, coming in with a sign, I went through a yerida, I'm not. Like now in every yeshiva, a guy disappears. Ooh, where was? Like the guy from the face of the earth. Where? What happened to you? Guy doesn't come to daven. No, not through a hard time. Like everybody has hard times. Went through a hard time. You went through a hard time. And I thought that I'd maybe talk to the mashgiach, talk to that. Went through a hard time. Wasn't it his girlfriend broke up with him? Went through a hard time. So, this is like, you know, and he also gets to shul every morning. He'll never miss a morning. And even when I took him to the hospital, like he's tearing off the tubes to get to shul. And this person disappears from Yiddishkeit. He's off from Yiddishkeit because he had a yerida. And this yain, this. I don't mean to make fun. I'm just trying to make the difference clear. I don't make fun of anything because this is our generation having a hard time with these nyan. But the dufka, the liba, the heartbeat is very faint. It's a tremendous thing. Let's just finish this paragraph. He says, Emes, akayach shel sukkis. Sukkis, I'm sorry, yeah. Zuya sugi shel sukkis. Second paragraph on page Kuftes. This is the sugi of sukkis. In Yonosh Yom Kippur, who lived in those shlemis b'tar v'yishamayim, the inyan of Yom Kippur is to do what? Is to build up, like, but again, it's like we learned in the beginning. It's more of a calculated cheshbon, and it comes with fear, and it's more to work out a system of how to improve, right? To build shlemis b'tar v'yishamayim and make commitments to learning Torah and so on, because only through Torah the one can come to that. Kol efel l'fierko. Ach ze adayin lo kamo pam. But it's still not the way it was. Sukkis, which is a taste of the end of time, remember the end is always, Mashiach always means what it once was. So, the end is always what it once was. He says, Sukkis hu hemshech she Yom Kippur. Sukkis is a hemshech of Yom Kippur, but Sukkis is Yemais HaMashiach, Sukkis in Yonah Lahach, Zirus HaMatzav L'Kad Musa. Sukkis, the tachlis of Sukkis is somehow, and has to do with the Hakafis. Sukkis is to go back to the way it once was somehow, to get back. Lahachios is a dufke de liba, to give life to that heartbeat. Lahachios is a hadar, to give life to hadar, the king, to Mashiach inside of us. Emes, the truth is, hakor shol sukkos urake de Yom Kippur. The truth is that you can't have a sukkos without a Yom Kippur. That a lot of people are making that mistake. They want to have a sukkos without a Yom Kippur. That you can't have, a sukkos without a Yom Kippur. That's what we have Jews, that they just want to be in love with Hashem. They're like, hey, have a great time with their Yiddishkeit, but they don't have any Kabbalah soul. There's no Yom Kippur. There's no Torah. There's no Seder. There's no year. They just want to have a bliss. That's what I was talking about before, turn off the lights. And they're going to, but also, that doesn't work. It doesn't work. It might for a short time, but it doesn't last. Those are the ones that disappear first in Yeshiva. There's a certain Bacher from the neighborhood that this guy, if you would have like to have with a heart, you know that thing, what's it called? That machine, cardiogram. This guy, like, it's off the chart. And then every time I talk, you know, so when I finally see him, he's like, he's crying, and I'm back to Zit Rebbe forever and ever. And I did this, and I went there, and I looked at this, and I finished tilling, he fasted. And, you know, because with the drugs, and with the alamaisim, with the medlach, this is it, I'm back. And I said, oh, it's welcome home. It's never been more than 2-3 weeks. Then he's gone. I don't even know where he is. He's like out of the state. Finished. Then it's like this, like mamish, like that kind of a thing. See, that's what we're saying. That Jew of the dufke de liba, with the heartbeat that I was talking about at the table, they also go through it. But they know that you have to. You come to shul. You do what you have to do. You put on film. That's it. You're having your reader, so therefore you don't. You're not feeling excited. Therefore you don't put on film. Therefore you don't come to shul. You know, you do what you have to do. No nitan liikanis. He says, Emes. He says, Hakar shol sukkos urake beyom kippur. Lo nitan liikanis to amik hashol va'achoshek take it from yad lahachziris hadar shol pam. You can't bring back the hadar while you're still in the darkness of all your avayers and so on. Mukhrochim lahakdim lokachas koch haTorah Hakadosh. That's Yom Kippur, the second luchos. Shezoa, and to make commitments for the learning of Torah and how this year is going to be. Shezoa koshu Yom Kippur, koshu olam lo mishtana, to go back to that original person who you are. That's only through Torah, which never changes, as we learned at the beginning. That's the unchanging person. That only comes with learning Torah. Veheichan bali dei bitui mishlam kol ha'otzma shel Yom Kippur, v'sukkis. Then the true power of Yom Kippur emerges at Sukkot time. Aydei akor shi Yom Kippur megim l'sukkis. Through the power of Yom Kippur, then you can come to Sukkot. Shezui yeshiva b'tzeil dem l'hus. What does Sukkot mean? Sitting in Hashem's shade. Meaning that's completely the way it once was. Banane covered in the clouds. Lema chazrim l'ananei akavah. We return to the ananei akavah.